Have you ever wondered what's actually hiding in your shared drives? Trailblazer Insight scans your files locally for PII, HIPAA, PCI, and other compliance risks. No cloud, no IT ticket, just answers. Search Trailblazer Insight in the Microsoft Store.
Hello, thank you for joining us. This is What Counts by Trailblazer Consulting. In this podcast, we highlight proven solutions that we have developed through our experience working with companies across various industries, and we talk about how you can apply them to your company. We share our experience working with companies to solve their information management challenges. We tackle records retention schedules, program implementation and training, and more complex challenges like asset data management. This is Lee. And in this episode, Maura and I will discuss some of the characteristics of a strong information governance program that we've seen across various companies and various departments within those various companies.
Thanks, Lee. Hi, this is Maura. And we've been walking through how to do an assessment and how to learn more about your company's information management practices. And we talked in one of our earlier episodes about themes that might have emerged from interviews. So as you talk to people and you start to learn more about what's going on, you may be hearing about risks. You may be hearing that people are using email for a lot of things. You may be hearing that somebody is deleting all their messages. They don't want to know what they're keeping. But it's also equally true, and in fact, some cases, maybe even more likely, that you're going to hear about really good ideas. Different parts of the company are going to come up with different solutions to solve their problems. But just because it came out of one area doesn't mean it can't be applied to another area. And so when we're doing these assessments, we get to the end of the interview process. We've done our review of all the documentation, the policies and other procedures that they may have been able to give us, including what we've gotten from all the interviewees when they mention something. And we take a look at those and we start to pick out, okay, where is somebody doing something really good? Where are they taking care of their records from start to finish? And they're not just looking at the paper end. They're not just saying, oh, I've saved the final signed contract or the final signed letter, but I'm actually documenting the whole process. And they have a whole team that's involved. That team could be involved in that everyone on the team is saving records to the same place and they're making sure that they have a complete set. Or it could be that they've identified one person to take that responsibility as part of their business process. Either way, it's a strength because that group thought about their business and the records that they need to prove, to document what they've done, to provide evidence moving forward, maybe to answer a regulatory question. And they made changes to how they were doing business every day to make sure that that happened. Okay, so let's talk about examples. We were working with a medical device company a few years ago. And as we started interviewing them for the assessment process, two big themes came out. And one was a risk, and we will definitely be talking about that, but it was around the sales team and their interactions with customers and the heavy use of email in this company. But the other one was a real strength, and it had to do with the regulatory process. And starting from R&D all the way through their clinical trial process, and remember, this is medical devices, they had a system where they were storing all the data and they were storing it by product. So whenever they were at any given point in the development process, through the approval process, and even once the products were on the market, if they were getting adverse event reporting or any other kind of reporting, they were able to quickly access all the data that had been created about that product from start to current. That was a huge strength for them because as a medical device company, regulatory compliance and being able to respond quickly when there are questions is critical, absolutely critical. So you might say, well, hey, I'm not in a medical device company. I don't have any regulations. So I wouldn't need anything like that. And that's certainly a valid point. If you're in a different company, don't have the heavy regulatory eye over you, you have less incentive to develop some big platforms like that. But that doesn't mean you still can't do things right. And you still can't look at the way that your business uses information and set yourselves up so that you're storing that information in a way that you can access it and be able to reuse it, be able to gain from it, be able to learn from it. So another project we're working on right now, not as heavily regulated an industry, but they do have, but every business is, almost every business is there to make money, not a nonprofit, but almost every business is there to make money. And they have an incentive to learn from their information and to optimize their revenue. Well, the more that you can manage your information so you don't have to spend a lot of time looking for it, the more opportunity you have for maximizing revenue. So we have, for instance, an oil and gas company, and their land department is actually spending a huge amount of time saving records. Consequently, they have their whole team has set up to make sure that all of their information, whether it's correspondence with a landowner, some regulatory question, a tax question related to a lease or an easement or something else, questions from neighboring entities or partners, they are saving it in a central location so that everyone on that team knows this is where, you know, this state's information is, this landowner's information is, this parcel's information is, and everybody has a process where they're going through their work every day and then they save their records to this one location. They have a huge wealth of information.
I'm going to add to that, Maura. Sorry to interrupt there. But they're saving to a particular location, so they have access to that particular location, which is good. Taking it a step further is just the access rights, setting up a profile, a user profile for an individual so that that individual has access to that particular folder that they're saving it in. That's a good a strength that some companies have, right? So that it helps protect the integrity of the data because only certain people can put stuff into that particular folder. So I wanted to just take a little higher level view of the fact that if you have some of the access rights set up correctly, and we've seen them done that way, that's a strength when it comes to improving your records and information governance program.
That's a great point, Lee. And we've also seen the opposite, where it causes a lot of trouble if you don't do it right. As we go through our thinking back over all the different projects and where we found pockets of strengths in companies, they are always, the thing they have in common is that the team has always started by thinking about their business process. They're thinking about their business process. They're thinking about the information that they need to do their business process. Where does it come from and where does it go next? And that is that strength turned out to be, when we started seeing that over and over again, that turned out to form the nucleus of how we approach managing information, which is process centric. We look at business process first and then match the information to it. What we've found is this is intuitive. People think about, oh, I'm in accounts payable, I have to pay people. Oh, I'm in accounts receivable, I have to account for our revenue. Or I'm in the operations business and I have to make sure that we keep running. And we keep running on time and we keep running efficiently and safely. And then they can, if they start talking about that, they will quickly come to, this is the information I need to do my job. And this is where it comes from. And this is where it goes. What people sometimes fall short of is trying to take care of that information and feeling like the taking care part is an added burden, an added step. We don't have time for that. We'll deal with it later. And the problem with dealing with it later is later never comes. And information keeps growing at such a rate and to such a volume that it's actually so much harder to take care of at the end than along the way. So when we see these strengths in different parts of a business, it's always about building the taking care of information step right into the business process. And that is true regardless of the industry. So if you're talking in your company, you're meeting with different groups, and you find a group that has done that, then that's the group to start with. because that group can help you explain the value to other parts of the company. They can say, you know, we used to just wait till the end, and then we had file cabinets upon boxes of paper, and we realized we could never find anything. So then we said, okay, we're going to set up file shares, but we just let everybody name their own file shares after themselves. We've got a lot of file shares named Mike and Jack and Sally. Mike and Jack and Sally don't work here anymore, so nobody knows what's in there. So every time somebody takes on their job, they were starting their own new file folders on the network drive or on SharePoint. They were starting a new file folder. And after 5 or 10 years in business, you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of folders, and no one knows what's there. So first of all, you've got cost and risk just from keeping old stuff. Second, you could be missing out on some really good information and the history of your company and the history of the way your operation works. And if you have a question that's not readily answerable, then you got to go sift through it all. So that's what we look for. When we talk about strengths coming out of the assessment, that's what we're looking for, is how closely are people aligning their information management activities with their business process, because that is a strong foundation. And even if you only find that in one small group in your company, it's a start and you can go from there.
I will totally agree with you. And I'll take it just a step further again and say that, since you mentioned process-centric, and that's how we kind of look at organizations, that departments that understand the processes that they perform are more inclined to implement a retention schedule correctly, because, and especially the way we make retention schedules using a process-centric approach, we align everything together. This is what you're doing. This is how long you need to keep it. Here's the end of the life, and here's how you should dispose of it. So I think it's all there together. If you're organized, it's easier to keep being organized.
Exactly. It's so much easier to file things as you create them than it is to go back and look at them 6 months later or a year later. Okay, so we are almost at the end of the assessment process now that we've gone through quite a few episodes here to talk about the assessment. But the assessment is really important because it's where you learn so much about your organization and the information flow. So I think we have maybe one more thing to talk about around assessments, which is what do you do with this information? You know it now, you've done all this work, and then how do you present it? And to whom do you present it? Where do you go next? So we're going to be talking about that in the next episode. And we are excited to get to that step, because after that, you actually get to start doing things to help change things. So thanks for listening.
Well, that was quick. That was to the point. If you have any questions, please send us an email at info@trailblazer.us.com. That's info@trailblazer.us.com. Thank you for listening, and please tune into our next episode.
This has been What Counts.